Welcome to Shomachshav on the Daf Shiras Bantzul Uinishvas Ayim Yakoshom Le'ab Asitzchuk. We're holding Bo'abas or Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis says that if you have a nipple, a chick, that goes out of his nest, it goes and it's medade, and he can't fly yet, so then it goes only 50 ammo and not more. If it's within 50 ammo, you know it came from the nest. But if it's more than 50 ammo, then for sure it came from someplace else, because that means it's not medad anymore, it's not walking, it's flying. Says the Gemara there, Rav Yirmiya asked, what happens if the nipple, if the bird, has one leg within 50 ammo and the other leg outside of 50 ammo? Is it considered to be within 50 ammo or is it considered to be outside of 50 ammo? Says the Gemara, Valdo afku l'Rav Yirmiya mibei midrasha. On this, they kicked out Rav Yirmiya from the Mishmerdash because they weren't happy with his question. As the Bach points out here in the Gersa Bach, that when they're going to bring him back, where is it, does it say that Rav Yirmiya was returned to Beis Medrash? That will be Lekamon and Daf Kuf Samechei. There the Gemara is going to bring a question that was asked to Rav Yirmiya, and because of that question, his answer to that question, he was returned to the Beis Medrash. Now what was the issue with the question of Yirmiya? What did Rav Yirmiya say wrong? He asked the question, if one foot was within 50 ammo, and one foot was outside of 50 ammo. So Rashi says, Shaya Matriya Chaleim. He asked him some questions that it seems to be wasn't great questions. It's a very far-fetched question. You find a bird which is one leg within 50 ammo, one leg outside 50 ammo. That's a mashmos Rashi. Tosis says, no, that's not the pshat. Pshat is because kol midos chachomim kachu. Chachomim come and tell you that the amount is 50 ammo, so there's no such thing as a bird half in, half out. Meaning, if it's midad, they will not pass 50 ammo. And if you do pass even by 1 inch, it's already outside of 50 ammo. So what's the question of Yirmiya? Yirmiya says, if it's 1 foot in, 1 foot out, okay, so that means it's out. Because it's not within 50 ammo. Midas Chachom, you're very exact. And this is what Chachom Wasserman brings in a Sefer Divrei Sofrim Siman Vav. That Chachom came and gave us a measurement. It's Betzimtzum, it's exactly the measurement. That's what it is. It can be one drop more, one drop less. Because, and this you can add to what Chon is saying, Istakel Bo Raisu Bo Ra'alma, because we'll create the world based on the Torah. So Chachom is telling us this is what it is, so it can be one drop more, one drop less. It's exactly what it is. That's the measurement that the world was created with. So what's exactly the Machlek is saying? Why Rashi seems to say it differently? And there, Chon Wasserman, there on Divrei Sofrim, also springs that Rashi and Ksuvis doesn't sound like he agrees with Tosis. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes? Maybe this Machlekes depends on the Machlekes the Chasam Sofer has with the Chavis HaLevavis. Chasam Sofer on Chumash, Parashat B'Chukosei, he brings the Chavis HaLevavis in the Akdama. The Chavis HaLevavis there says that he brings a story, the one Chacham was giving Musa to another Chacham. That Chacham came and asked him some question in Hilchis Gittin, which is really not Negei L'maisa. And so the second Chacham tells the one who's asking the question, he says, I don't understand, you learned everything you need to know before you got to this question. Why are you busy with asking questions that are not Negei L'maisa, not Negei to you? You have to know all the halachas that Negei to you before you get to some random question in Hilchis Gittin, which is not Motzri, and you're now in Oisek with it. So brings the Chasam Sofer, he says there, he says, I'm Mechilas Kvoidoy, I disagree with the Chavis HaLevavos. That's not how we learn Torah. We learn Torah that yes, you can learn things that are even cases that are not Negei L'maisa. Even strange and odd cases that will never happen. And through the Iyun B'Divrei Torah, a person will come and connect the Torah and will be able through that to know Kol HaTorah Kulo, because he will connect to the Torah. And by connecting to her, the person is me'ayin, is toiling in Torah, his connection to Torah will bring him all the knowledge that he needs. Because through learning Torah, be'avu mesirus, he's dovek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he's dovek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Torah is needed for a person. And in terms of his connection, he should connect to Hashem. So even if it's not the Negei L'maisa right now, maybe it will happen. Says the Chasam Sofer, and we have a raya, the raya is our Gemara. The Rav Yirmiya is asking the question of 1 foot within 50 and 1 foot out of 50. Now, Chura, what is the Chasam Sofer saying? The Gemara says that they kicked Rav Yirmiya out of the Beis Medrash because of this question. So what is the raya of the Chasam Sofer? But after that, the Machlekes is Rashi Tosis. The Chavis HaLevavos is looking like Rashi. They kicked him out because he's asking some odd question that will never happen. That's not the Gela Maisa. But Tosfos says, Adar Rabba, asking odd questions, very rare questions, things that are not Negeila Maisa, that's very legit. That was not the problem of Yirmiyahu. The reason why they kicked Yirmiyahu out of his Swedish is not because of the strange question, but because he's questioning what Chachamim gave us as a rule. This can never happen that a bird who's midavde will go out of 50 Yama. But now that the question is odd and not common. So Efshel the Machlaikis of the Chazal Sefer with Chavis HaLevavis will be the two ways to understand the sugya, the way of Rashi and the way of Tosfos. Just conclude with what the Ben Yoyota here brings the name of Chaim Vital. That because of Yirmiyah asked questions without him being embarrassed, and he was Mechav and Lashem Shemayim, so in Mesifta Derekiah, he's the one that asks all the questions. And he stands in the door of Mesifta Derekiah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.